Welcome to Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio.
This is Linda Kirvin for Bridgerland Audubon Society. When crocuses are pushing through the snow in your garden, you might see another sign of spring, the flights of bees. Other bees may fly in spring, but few are as early or as boisterous as bumblebees. Utah is home to more than a dozen species of bumblebees, all of who belong to the genus Bombus, which in Greek means buzzing. All have a combination of black and yellow markings on their bodies. Some also have orange bands. Unlike honeybees that pass the winter warmly clustered in hives, bumblebees overwinter as solitary queens, dormant under a few inches of loose soil or leaf litter. These queens are quiescent all winter until warming soil beckons their reawakening to start their colony. From March to May, watch for a behavior called nest searching, when the big, burly queen bumblebees fly low over the ground, stopping often to investigate holes in the earth or in building foundations. Bumblebees nest in small, insulated cavities, such as abandoned rodent burrows or birdhouses. Once the queen finds a suitable nest site, she is out and about, foraging for pollen and nectar to provision her offspring. After a few days, she will have sufficient food to begin laying eggs. Like all bees, her offspring progress through four life stages: egg, larva, pupa, and adult. In just under a month, her daughters develop into adults, each chewing free of its cocoon. These daughters take over foraging and nest construction duties, leaving the queen to remain in her nest and continue to lay eggs and incubate her brood. Workers are often much smaller than their mother, so don't expect to see many big bumblebees again until autumn, when next year's queens start the cycle anew, searching for mates and a spot to spend the winter. This is Linda Kirvin for Bridgerland Audubon Society.
Wild About Utah is a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio. For transcripts and archived audio of Wild About Utah, go online to upr.org and click on the Wild About Utah link. Support for Wild About Utah comes from the College of Natural Resources at Utah State University. Information is at cnr.usu.edu.